Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Brayden. This is your Cosmic Call-In Show. I just host it. We take all calls on paranormal, ghost stories, UFO encounters, everything strange and scary and everything in between. These are real stories and real accounts from across the world, around the world. And if you want to call in, the time to do it is Thursdays. Every Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We record for about an hour, hour and a half. But listen, if you can't make that time, you've got options. You can always write me a story, and you can write in the story to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. Or if you really, really want to tell your story and you, Thursdays don't work, shoot me a message and I will gladly set up a time with you to get your account. I mean, Thursdays are obviously the best, but you know, if it's not going to work, I want that story. So just shoot me a message and we'll set something up. However, if you're from the UK, we're currently saving for a UK number. Many of you may have known or may know or have heard. Unfortunately for our UK callers, they were getting absolutely obliterated with long distance charges because the UK has their own toll-free numbers. So when they were calling Cosmic Channels, even though it's a toll-free number out of the States, they were getting absolutely dinged. One person was charged almost $80 for a 20-minute story. They reached out to let me know. I had no idea this was happening. Obviously, we dipped into the cosmic coffers to make that right for that individual. But what we're saving for now is we're saving to open a toll-free line for the UK, a designated UK line. We need $149. That gets us the toll-free UK number for the year. And currently, as you're listening to this podcast, we are sitting at $115. Like I've said many times on this podcast, we're 100% crowdsource. Everything that we raise for the show, I put right back into the show. So, you know, if you feel like helping out, streamlabs.com /cosmic channels/tips. I think that's the streamlabs.com/cosmic channels/tips, and you can donate there, or paypal.me/cosmic channels. And help support the show, help us get that UK line, baby. But some people have already been helping out, and those are this week's sponsors. We only have two. It's really easy for me this week. We've got two sponsors. We've got Bandito Frito, who is this season's highest, the biggest donator, number one in our hearts, number one in our minds. Thank you, Bandito. And a close second, Julissa. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show and your continued support of the show. We can't do it without you guys, so thank you. And if you want to help keep the lights on Cosmic Channels, you know where to do it. But just like that, let's start getting to the calls. Calls take priorities here. So, just like that, we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Braden, it's Jameson from Jacksonville, Florida.
What's going on? How's it going tonight?
Pretty good, so I figured I'd call in.
Oh, right on, man. Thank you for being the first call of the night. Well, let me just make sure the audio levels aren't blowing everyone's ears off. How's the audio on that on this call, everyone? Is the audio too loud or is it good? Staticky. Yeah, talk again for a second.
One second. Let me take my headset off because it usually...
Yeah, it might be the headset. Okay. Might be headset.
Is that better?
I think that sounds better.
Okay.
Okay. Beautiful. There we go. I think that's better. We're going to reset that. All right. I'm going to pretend to re-answer. So when I edit this, it's nice and clean. All right.
Damn floor.
All right. Cosmic Channels. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jameson from Jacksonville.
Right on, buddy. Thank you for calling in on the, this has been the slowest night since we restarted Cosmic Channels. It's okay. It was bound to happen, but we got you here. What do you got for us tonight?
I got two really quick stories. One's Ouija, one's a little Dream Policey, but so we played Ouija back when I was, I don't know, I'm 27 now. We probably played when I was 12 and I didn't believe it was working. The planchette moved around the board. I was blaming my stepbrother like, oh, you don't do that. That's freaky. Quit trying to screw with me. And we thought nothing of it. Probably didn't close the board out the way we were supposed to. And, a little while later, a few weeks or so later, my mom said, I saw this figure in the kitchen. And we're like, yeah, I don't know what's causing that. She has a big Indian man, like a chief. And then my sister, I believe, said the same thing a few weeks later after that. That's about the end of that story. It was kind of weird that that happened. And so, about the same time we played the Ouija board.
So hold on. Let's back this up here. Let's break this down. You're playing Ouija and you think you're making contact something, but you just kind of play it off as you think it must be your siblings.
I thought my sibling was messing with me. The planchette was moving. We both had our hands on it. It was moving. I didn't believe it was moving. And it may or may not have moved supernaturally.
Yeah. But then it ends and you're like, okay, well that's strange. And afterwards, Your mom sees like an apparition of some sort of like
a big Indian chief, like just chilling in our kitchen.
And other members of your family saw that as well.
Yeah, my sister saw it as well in the same house.
Oh, that's so
and
wild.
I never really connected the two things until I was like weird. I was probably listening to Cosmic Channels and I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, I played Ouija one time. I was like, wait a second, after playing Ouija, my mom saw that weird figure in the kitchen.
Well,
like that might have been my fault.
Well, if you're thinking about it, if you've like, you know, did you guys close the board properly? Like, did you close the session? Probably not, because you thought you were
absolutely not
right. So people thought you were everyone was mucking about, you know, playing silly bugger. So you're like, you throw it, flip the board, whatever, like Monopoly style. You don't close that thing, so this thing's just kind of left there, right for a while, just lingering.
Probably
this connection you made. That's so interesting. No ghost footprints or anything else, just like a full-on operation that they just saw and disappeared.
Yeah, that's about the end of that one.
Wild. That's so crazy. And like nothing else accompanied it. Just like it's such a wild one to go from, like, you know, sometimes people see that build, right, of like, oh, footsteps, oh, you know, creaky doors,
and then they're just, remember, that was
just straight to apparition.
Yeah, so that was like the only thing I remember from that that house, really. Is, I mean, it's been a while now since I thought about it, but nothing really crazy else happened. But
wild. That's terrifying. And never again? Like, just like those two instances and then that was it?
Yeah, well, we moved shortly after that to another house.
Oh, you bastards. You just left the U.S. You left.
It may still be haunted. Yeah, though.
You left some other poor family to deal with it.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Well, that's hilarious. No chance you ever go back to that house, eh, or in the area?
No, I moved pretty far away from that area. We had three houses in the same area, so like we moved a couple times, but nothing ever really happened after that.
Weird. That's a Yeah, it's too bad because, I mean, if you live in the area, then you could be like, you might be able to ask people like, hey, anyone else here ever seen something like this? I'm always kind of interested in if other people moving in after kind of get the same experiences.
I mean, I still know where the house is. I could always stop by. It's only like 45 minutes from where I'm at now.
Well, I mean, if you're ever in the area,
stop by. Like, you guys seen anything crazy around here?
Well, yeah, I don't think, you know what, though? It is kind of a little offside because I think if someone knocked on my door and was like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, good. And they're like, hey, I got a weird question. I used to live here. You guys see any apparitions? I'd be like, what?
You guys see any ghosts around here?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I mean, it's a hard one to broach, but I'm just always so curious. But yeah, I would definitely not. I would be like, oh, shit, looking around my house all the time after that. Yeah, weird story. And you said you had another borderline dream. Please all out tonight.
The other quick one was just I was staying in the hotel up in North Carolina, and we were working night shifts, so I was sleeping during the day, and all I heard all day was, you know, banging and stuff upstairs, and I was kind of writing it off. But like when I lay down in my bed, the room just felt like evil or weird or something, and I'm not normally one to like jump to conclusions like that, and I've never had like night terrors, nothing like that. But I was laying in my bed one day, and I swore I was awake, and I felt something sit on my feet, and I'm in the room by myself. And the next thing you know, all I hear is breathing in my ear, and I can't move. And then I wake up, and I'm just freaking out, sweating. And from the rest of that week, I think that was like on a Tuesday, the rest of the week I slept with the Bible next to me. Because it just freaked me out beyond belief. I was like, I've never had this happen before. I've never had any kind of encounters like that. But it just like, even the first night, I think it was the second night that happened. The first night, it just something felt wrong when I went to bed.
I mean, the sitting, like, if it wasn't accompanied by the paralysis, because like, those are like a lot of people see some fucked up things when they have sleep paralysis, like demon ladies on top of them, like right in their face and stuff. The weird one is the feeling someone, like that pressure of someone sitting on your feet. Cause like, you know, Zell's had that happen. My spouse Jamie, when, you know, we've been out and about, especially staying at my parents' house, she said it felt like someone walked across the bed at night, stepped across the bed. So that's
weird. Like, I have cats, so I'm used to like the walking across the bed. Like, I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
But it felt like something was like sitting, pinning me down, and I'm like, I'm not normally one to like have sleep paralysis.
Yeah,
this is kind of weird and scary, and it's never happened since then. It's been about 5-6 months since then, and it's never happened again. Never happened before that.
Yeah, I mean, sleep paralysis is just so like I've never had it, but it sounds so terrifying. The accounts that people have shared with us over the years. So it's, you know, is it something else? Like, it's hard to say. That's the thing with the sleeping ones. You're like, is it, can you chalk it up to sleep paralysis and whatever's going on with that kind of phenomenon in that? Or is it something else, you know, and are we mistakenly chalking, because it's only happened once. So is this like,
yeah.
Is this something else, right? It's
and like I said, they were doing construction the floor above me, so like if it was that, like they might have pissed something off. That's usually how the stories go.
And took it out on you.
Yeah, I was like, this is horrible. I was about to ask for a change of room if it happened again.
That's wild. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing those and being the first caller. Well, you're taking away with the first caller, but the first caller with the story. Really appreciate it. Hopefully that gets other people, a little more, gets their courage up to want to call in and share their accounts.
See if I can get my wife to muster up the courage to tell her ghost story.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, bye.
Whew. Never had sleep paralysis. But it sounds just absolutely terrifying. But if you've ever played Ouija, you grew up, you had a weird Ouija board experience, you made your own Ouija board and unlocked some terrible demon forces, listen, There's only one place you got to tell that story. That's here, Cosmic Channels. Every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in at 1-833-703-0424. That's 1-833-703-0424. Mark your calendar, baby, because I want that call. You're sitting on a great story. I want to hear it. But the lines are hot, so let's go right to the next caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name's Austin, calling from Utah.
Austin, have you called in before?
I have. It's been probably 2 years.
Oh, right on. So you're old. Yeah. You're back. You're OG because you were on old
That's
version.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
Well, welcome
been
back.
Listening for a long time.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
What do you got for us today?
A couple things. I have a story, but then I also wanted to corroborate a story from season 7, episode 5.
Okay.
A guy from Utah called in about a bean-shaped UFO.
Yeah, the silver bean?
Yeah, the silver bean.
Yeah.
So probably like 10, 15 miles south of that same town, Ogden, I was driving one night, and I had actually just been recording a podcast that night with my buddy. And on the podcast, we were talking about aliens and how it's always two hillbillies from Alabama that get abducted and no one ever believes them, right? So on the podcast, I was like, aliens, if you can hear me, like, come get me, I'll tell your story, you know, like joking. And then this night I'm driving down this big valley, and I can see probably like 15 miles, 20 miles down, this super bright light in the sky, and it's near like a big international airport. So I thought, oh, it's just like a plane or something. So I'm driving and I see this thing stays in the same spot for like 15, 20 minutes. I'm like, that's weird. And I keep getting closer to it, keeps getting bigger. And as I get closer to it, I'm kind of to the side of it now and I can see it. And the bottom of it is shaped like a bean. And it's super lit up, like probably like 4 or 5 lights on the bottom. And then the top is just a giant fin. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen Star Wars, but there's this ship that's like super triangular and it has wings that fold down like it was that same shape.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And so it looked like that on the top, and then the bottom was like kind of curved, and it was this like greenish metallic color. So I pull off on the side of the road and I call my buddy that I was recording the podcast with, and I was like, dude, it's happening. They're coming. Like, they're going to abduct me. I'm freaking out. Like, if you don't hear from me, like, tell my story. And I didn't know what it was. It wasn't like any plane I'd ever seen. But when he said that he had seen that bean on one of the last episodes, I was like, that's really weird, because mine had the bean shape on the bottom, but it had this giant fin like coming out of the top. So I'm sitting there. I pulled off on the side of the freeway and I'm taking pictures of it. And of course, they're like the crappiest pictures. You know, it's nighttime, it's probably like midnight or 1 in the morning. And I could see like underneath it, I was like, is that like a big like cell phone tower or something? But it was high enough that I knew it wasn't like a tower or anything like that. And I could see fully underneath it. And I could see like there was no pole or anything underneath it. It's so weird. But it never moved. It stayed in the same spot for, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes. And then all of a sudden it just took off. And it just, like, within a second, I watched it just go across the entire valley, like, I don't know, 50 miles, and then it was gone.
Weird. Like, and like, how fast did it move when it was gone?
Oh, it was like 1 second. So I see it, and then within a second, it just jets across. It was like a shooting star, basically. It's just completely gone.
From
see it again.
From a standstill.
From a standstill, yeah. It never moves. Like, it stayed stationary the whole time I saw it, up until it just jetted away and was gone.
No noises? Did you hear any noises or anything, like, when it was moving or took off?
No, so I was out of my car. Like, I pulled over on the freeway and was looking at it outside, and I couldn't hear anything. But then again, like, cars are passing by on the freeway, you know. And I was far enough away that I probably wouldn't have heard anything if it was making a sound. But yeah, when it jetted away, I didn't hear anything. I just saw it.
You know, I'm going to have to ask, too, because people always want to ask, any weird smells? Like, anything of note?
No, not at all. Like, stone cold sober, no smells, nothing else. But I was super freaked out that night, because on the podcast, I was like, aliens, come get me. You know, so I was like, the whole night, I'm like, I'm going to freaking get abducted and get probed. And
I mean, it's so weird to, you know, that we've had that other person from that area call. And now you're like, you put it consciously out there. Have you tried since then to, you know, maybe reconnect? I'm not saying that maybe you did or didn't make a conscious connection, but that's something that people say they have sometimes when they see these things. They have a feeling that there is some sort of connection. Have you tried any experiments of seeing if you can see it again?
So that time, no, but like other times I'll be looking up at the sky, like camping or whatever, and I'll see something weird and I'll be like, I'm just going to stare at this as long as I can and like see if I can make something happen. But I haven't ever seen anything like super weird other than that. But what was crazy though is the guy that originally called in a few episodes ago, he said it was like summer 2019. This happened August of 2019, so it was right around the same time. I will say this, there is an Air Force base, right? Like, probably like 10-15 miles away from where I saw it. So do I think it was an alien? Like, I don't know. It, like, I've never seen anything that looked like that before, but I would guess that it was probably like some secret government thing. But like, with how fast it took off though, I'm like, I don't think we have that yet.
Well, yeah, and that, yeah, and from a standstill too, right? Like hovering standstill, yeah, to like just absolutely moving. Like, we have those, like, there's those jets we have that can do that, but I mean, like, I feel like you would have either heard propulsion, or like if you've ever seen like a fighter jet go by, like, you know, you can hear them, mm-hmm, at some distance as well. So I feel like you would have heard something, especially on a quiet night with not a lot of ambient noise out and about.
Right. And I also checked MUFON too, because I felt like it's over a fairly populated area. It's just north of Salt Lake City, so like a major city.
Oh, yeah, good chance.
Probably like 30-40 miles north of Salt Lake, so fairly populated, but it was late at night. I checked and I never saw anything. I guess saw other descriptions of UFOs around that same time, but never anything that like matched that exact description until I listened to that last, I think his name was Alden, on that episode.
Can I ask you a pointed question here? Did you file a report with MUFON?
I didn't.
See, hold on. And this is an issue that I think a lot of people who are interested in this stuff and see stuff will check. They'll go through the motions of checking MUFON because they're like, I want to know, was I crazy? Did I see this? Right? And then they look and they go, well, no one else saw it. Maybe, I don't know. And I think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, if you're in trouble, you always yell fire because people come running to fire, but they might ignore anything, mm-hmm, else. I think because people don't see something, it's almost like they're like, okay, I must just be me. So I think there's, you know, by the sounds of it, now we have two people in the same area in the same time that have seen something, right? Maybe there was more, but just, yeah, no one's reporting it because of, they're like, that was so fucking weird. What the hell? What did I see?
Well, it's so taboo too, like, especially in Utah, where it's like a super religious community, it's almost taboo to talk about anything like extraterrestrial or like paranormal. And yeah, so, yeah, you don't want to talk about it like with your circle of friends, because you never know who's going to like make fun of you or think you're crazy. Like, I've told everybody.
Yeah.
but yeah, like, I thought it was cool. So I wanted to corroborate that guy's story, but then if it's okay, I wanted to tell another one that I had recently too, that I have no idea,
oh, 100%,
how this happened.
Let's hear it.
So I was at work. I went to work late one night. Used to work in this building. This happened probably 6-7 months ago, so kind of tail end of last year. I go to work one night, so I left something there, like my wallet or phone or something. And it was late. It was like 9:30, 10 at night. So it's completely dark. And the building I work in is this old kind of ghetto, like strip mall, like half the buildings in there are like vacated, and then there's my building. So you walk in and there's three separate rooms that are all separated just like by partition walls, and then along the back there's a big, like, probably 10 foot wide hallway where all the bathrooms are and like a kitchen area and stuff. So I walked in, flip on the lights, go to grab my office is kind of toward the front of the building, so I go in my office, grab my wallet, and then I hear something in the back. Like, I thought I heard a door close or like something fall down or something. So I'm like, that's weird. Maybe I should go check this out. So I go back, turn on the lights, and I see the bathroom door open. And out of the bathroom door walks myself. Like, I saw basically an exact clone of myself wearing the same clothing, same, like, everything, exactly as I was dressed. And then I stared at it for, like, I was completely taken aback. I didn't scream or anything. I was just, like, so stunned that I didn't even say anything. And So I just like stared at myself for probably 5 or 10 seconds. And then he, it's weird to say it, like he winked at me and he like winked and smiled at me. And in my mind, like I heard my inner monologue tell myself like, hey, don't worry. Like, I know this is weird for you right now, but like, don't worry, this isn't anything bad. And then he just walked out the front door of the building and left. And I didn't like follow him to see where he went or anything, but I never saw him again. And yeah, like, I don't know what it was, but it was just a basic, like a carbon copy, complete exact copy of myself.
Is this before or after, like before or after the, you've seen the bean?
So this was like 6 months ago. The bean was 4 years ago, almost 3.5 years ago. So yeah, it's been a while since the bean, but this was recent. And I haven't told anybody but my wife this story, because I'm like, I haven't ever heard anyone have anything similar to this before. But yeah, this was just recent.
I mean, that is so fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And like, what do you think it is? What do you think that was?
I asked my wife that, because I had no idea. And she said, like, we both believe in like the multiverse theory, like different dimensions and things like that. And so she thinks like maybe our dimension just somehow crossed with another timeline, you know, or something. And you basically just saw yourself in this other timeline. But it's weird to me that kind of the other me knew like what was going on. Like he was aware that for me, it was weird. Like he wasn't freaked out by it. You know, he was like thought it was normal for him. Like it was almost like he planned it or something. And then for me, like it was obviously weird, but for him it wasn't. So I have no idea, but that's the best explanation I've heard, is that it's just like a crossing of timelines or something.
Do you still work there?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But I did until just like a month ago, and I'd go back all the time at night to work on stuff. And every time I did, like I would be super freaked out. And then my wife would tell me like, hey, if you see yourself tonight, like ask yourself like this question or something. Like she'd joke about it, you know, like, hey, ask yourself like, I don't know, just this random thing, or like, hey, don't run into yourself. Like don't get eaten by yourself tonight, you know, some joke or something. But it's like still a running joke. If I go somewhere late at night, she's like, hey, don't run into yourself.
Well, I mean, but like, were you overly tired or anything? I'm just trying to like,
no.
How did that end? How did this kind of meeting end? You just kind of see it winks, and then you kind of get these voices.
Yeah. So like the whole thing, like from me entering my office building to him leaving was like maybe 2 minutes. So like I go inside, grab my wallet. I hear something in the back. I walk back there. The whole thing of us like meeting and confronting each other, like 30 seconds. Like he opens the bathroom door. He comes out. I see him, probably stare at him for 10 seconds, and then he leaves. And I'm just like rooted to the spot. I didn't even move. Like I just watched him walk out the door. And then I just like stood there for like a minute, like what the hell is that, you know? And then I left. I just like booked it out of there, but I didn't see him. Like when I went outside, I didn't see him. I kind of drove around the parking lot, so I was like, where did he go? Like, did he just disappear? Like what happened? So I drove around the parking lot and I didn't see anything. And then I just went home.
Oh my God. That's so terrifying.
Yeah.
And just so nonchalant, like to even give you a wink, like cocky bastard, whatever that thing is.
Yeah. Well, so the one thing that I thought of, this is really weird, but if you've ever seen the first Harry Potter movie, when he like looks in the mirror and he sees himself like holding the Sorcerer's Stone, and the mirror image of him like winks back and smiles at him, like that's exactly what it felt like. And so I was like,
did you have the Sorcerer's Stone?
I feel like I should have been more scared than I was. But like in the moment, like I was freaked out.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like super terrified. Like it was really weird, but like I feel like I should have been more scared, or like screamed or ran away or something.
Well, I think it's one of those things that people don't realize, that when something like this happens, it's one thing to talk about it afterwards, after the fact happens, but when this really happens and you have this kind of experience, you kind of freeze up, because you almost can't even process it in real time.
Right.
Like, and it's,
you would never think that that would ever happen.
Yeah.
And so when it does, you're just like, what the heck?
You're almost like frozen, and like it's almost like your brain resets, and you're just like, I have no, like, you don't even, you just are in shock. It's weird, because I've had that experience happen where you're just kind of just, you're like, I can't, I didn't even think to do anything because I couldn't. Like, I just had no idea.
Yeah.
So it's a weird thing, but, fuck, it's so weird. I wonder what the hell that thing is. Like, it didn't really seem malicious or anything, but it's like creepy. Why is it looking? People in the chat are saying you found your tether.
I guess so. And I haven't had anything weird happen since. Like, I'm always like, am I going to see him again? Like, I thought maybe, like, is he going to, like, is he like a messenger? Like, is he going to, like, my guardian angel or something, you know? But, like, I don't know. But yeah, like, it's weird. Yeah, you never expect to see yourself, obviously. Like, I feel like if it were somebody else, it would be less weird than if it were myself. But it's strange.
Well, yeah. And then it's like, you know, I in my head, I kind of cross, I start going through like all the things that we kind of, that people say will like change, like shapeshifters and, you know, like skinwalkers and, and all these things that take different various shapes. And I'm just like, that is, I mean, yeah, it's just a very weird one. And then to just casually leave. Weird.
And I'm like kicking myself. I'm like, I should have like talked to him, or like, because you always hear the stories of skinwalkers where it's like, oh, it was mimicking this person, but their voice was like super weird, or their eyes were black or whatever, you know. And he didn't look like, he looked exactly like me. It wasn't, there was no difference at all. Like, it wasn't like he was like robotic or like had dark eyes or anything like that. It was like a carbon copy.
Weird. And it, so it wasn't like a copy of you from like the last day. It was like the date, like you then and there, like
right in that moment. Same hat, same shirt, like everything.
That's fucking, that's weird in itself, because you're like, where did it go after? What did it do?
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Like, the parking, the building, like, you can't access behind the building, and it's in a massive parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, it would take you like 10 minutes just to walk across the parking lot. So by the time I went outside, I'm like, surely he can't have gone anywhere. Like, he has to be close. So that's why I drove around, and I was like, yeah, don't see him anywhere.
Wild, man. That's a terrifying story. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you first for corroborating the bean, the Utah bean, we're calling it now. And then hopefully someone else is, you know, hears that story and calls in with a mimic story or something.
I hope so. Yeah. Make me feel a little less crazy.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. Thanks, Braden.
All right. Peace.
Yeah.
That is honestly one of my favorite things so far about doing Cosmic Channels and bringing that back, is that when you hear a story or an account of, you know, whether it be paranormal or a UFO sighting or the void or now this being, and you have other people call in and corroborate that story. It's incredible. It's so cool to hear these connected stories or other people seeing these same phenomena. And if you are listening to something and it's, you know, you like, I have a similar experience, call in. 1-833-703-0424. You can call on every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, if you're too nervous to call, you can always write in your account. I have tons of stories on the back burner, and you never know who's going to read it. Like Fandoms, Brody, who volunteered to read a story. So let's go right to his story. Without further ado.
My name is Renee. I'm 20 years old from rural Minnesota, and I only recently started listening to the podcast. I have a few personal experiences I'd like to share with you guys involving both aliens and ghosts, and I have a feeling that this will turn out to be a long email, so strap yourselves in, boys. Well, Renee, I'm sorry, but you got me, and you're gonna have to deal with that. Sorry to let you down. UFO encounters. First, I'd like to start off by saying that I live in the middle of nowhere in Minnesota, and the sky is absolutely beautiful here, especially on a clear night. The first experience I remember having with a UFO happened when I was probably around 10 years old, give or take a couple years. It was late at night, and my best friend and I were laying on my trampoline, looking up at the sky, and suddenly, we saw these weird lights showing up in the sky above us. It was shaped like three white lights in a triangular shape, like a Foo Fighter, I guess. It was moving slowly and silently, and after a minute or two, it stopped and hovered above us for a while. I couldn't tell how big it was or how far away it was, but it seemed pretty far. The lights, I think I remember, were about two or three times as big as the stars. It stayed above us for a few minutes, and suddenly it zipped away. That shit had us freaking out all night long. Another strange thing happened back when I was 12. I had this strange series of dreams where aliens would take me on their ship, and they'd do some tests and introduce me to these alien-human hybrid things. I don't remember exactly, but I remember when I was having these dreams, I was obsessed with drawing what I saw. It would be nice to find some of those drawings, but I think my mom probably threw them away. I have countless instances of lost time throughout my life as well. I've heard that might be signs of abduction, and maybe these dreams are actually memories? I don't know, but honestly, I think that's probably bullshit. They're probably just dreams. On the off chance I was abducted, though, that'd be pretty cool. Ghostly encounters. That's about it for aliens, I guess. So, on to the ghosts. I have maybe three stories I can remember right now. The first one happened when I was probably 14 or 15. Again, pretty young. Summer just started, and I was home alone with my dog and cat, when suddenly, there was this voice I heard coming from behind me. It sounded like a little girl. She said something like, and I turned around to see if someone was there, but I didn't see anyone. My dog went running to where the voice came from, her tail wagging because she probably thought somebody wanted to take her for a walk or something. She got to the living room and her mood started to change almost instantly. She started barking and growling at the wall behind me. Even my cat was hissing. It took a while for all three of us to calm down. There were other instances at that house that I can remember, but they're easily debunked, like cold spots, footsteps, scratch marks, etc. The next story is one that creeps me out the most. I get shivers whenever I think about it. It was in my senior year of high school, and I was going to this boarding school in Minneapolis. So I was living in a dorm. I just want to point out that the building used to be a Lutheran college, I think. It was incredibly old, and I know of at least one murder there, and a few attempted at least suicides. I'm not sure if any of them were successful though. A few of my friends and my roommate decided they wanted to try out the Ouija board. I was too scared to participate in the actual using of the board, so I was made the official rule keeper and safety person to keep things as safe as possible. They do this with the board every night for about a week in my dorm. We've got a salt circle and everything, and everyone sits inside the circle, and I'm on my bed looking for at safety precautions and stuff. They make contact throughout the week. A few times, some of the spirits are pretty normal, a few are kind of mean, and one or two claim to be a demon, but I'm not convinced. They've got to be moving it or something, or collective consciousness, or whatever. But it's all fun and games until the last night. They decided they wanted to make contact with someone that one of us knew was dead. So everyone's making suggestions, grandparents, stuff like that. And then my roommate tells everyone that my parents are dead, which they are. Both of my parents had died when I was about 2 weeks old in a car accident. Before I can say anything, the planchette starts moving. Not on its own, of course. Everyone's fingers were still on the board. It spells out D-A-D. They ask the board if it was my dad responding, and it goes straight to yes. The spirit or whatever says it can't stay long. I think I remember reading somewhere that a spirit interacting with the board too long becomes attached to it. The spirit basically just told me it loved me, was proud of me, and wished it was still alive and stuff. And I'm crying. I want to believe it was him, but honestly, it could have been anything. The next spirit was terrifying. I don't remember much of what happened, but I remember the group ended up thinking I was possessed. I was zoned out or something? I don't know. I would ask those friends, if I could, but I recently had a falling out with the only one I still had any contact with. I might try and find one of them later on, but I'm trying to get this email out to before I go to work. I don't know if it's a real thing or not, or just something from that show Supernatural, but one of the girls looked me in the eyes and said the word Cristo, which apparently I flinched at. Cristo is Jesus' name or something. The show said that, but it wasn't Renee. Sorry to break it to you. Well, it is, but not in the language they said. Don't be taking your advice from Supernatural, girl. That show is fiction. Where was I? They tested it a few times on me, and I didn't feel like I was flinching or anything. But according to them, I did. So they all got freaked out. Another friend of mine thought it would be a good idea to get her healing crystal necklace. So they put this necklace on me, and it burns my neck, and it hurt like hell. Then there was a mark, a red line, there for days after. I'm not allergic to anything, no kinds of metals or whatever, so the burn was pretty surprising. I used to have pictures, but that was so long ago I lost. Later that night, I go down to the dining room to eat. My friend comes up to me and tells me I have this dark aura coming off of me. He asked me if I'm okay. He's a Native American dude and very spiritual. This is right after the incident, so I don't think one of the girls had told him what had happened yet. So I tell him the story, and he's terrified. He holds up his cross necklace. Wait. I thought he was a spiritual Native American. Is he a spiritual Native American, or is he whitewashed? Come on, Renee. I need accurate information here. I flinch again, apparently, but I don't feel it. He says some prayer or something, and that's that. Another friend of mine at school who is very spiritual or religious, which one is it, Renee, wouldn't come near me for almost a week after seeing me the next day. She didn't even know what had happened, but she felt the energy. I got her to come around after a week or two to try and cleanse my dorm and myself. Nothing had really happened with my apparent possession or whatever since then. So whatever it was is either gone or dormant, or maybe wasn't even there in the first place. A couple of weeks after that, the school staff heard about the use of Ouija boards in the dorms, and not only with me and my friend, but apparently a few other groups were using them as well. There were signs posted everywhere banning Ouija boards from the school. LOL. The last quick thing I wanted to say was last summer, I worked in a place in Owatonna, Minnesota called the West Hills. It used to be an orphanage that burned down in 1930-ish. I can't remember how many kids died there, but I know it was a lot. I worked in the basement there all summer, where I seen shadowy figures walking or heard footsteps. Okay, well, this email got long. Sorry, LOL. I hope you find my stories interesting, though. I'm off to go listen to more Cosmic Channels. Keep up the great work. Thanks, Renee. Well, Renee, thanks for writing in. It's been awesome getting to come on here and read your story. Thanks a lot to the boys from ATT and Cosmic Channels here for having me on. It's been a blast. Thanks to Brayden for coming on to my show for episode 20 and chatting about me with UFOs. Love to have the rest of the guys on sometime too. And if anybody out there is listening, hit me up at pod.fandoms@gmail.com if you want to come on and talk about whatever you're a fan of. If you don't hate the sound of my voice as much as I do, come check me out on Fandoms with Brody Otway on all your major podcast providers.
And if you don't feel comfortable calling into Cosmic Channels yourself, you can always write in your story to cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. You'll never know who might end up reading it. Hopefully someone better than me.
Huge shout out to Brody from Fandoms for, you know, helping us out and reading a fan submission. That's the thing. You never know who's going to read it. I reach out to tons of people. And if you're interested in reading a story and being featured on a Cosmic Channels episode, please shoot me an email, message me on Discord, hit me up on Instagram. I will send you a story for you to read, and I will play it live on the show Thursday. And then I'll, you know, I either tag it on to an episode, or I save it and I do a full-on fan submission episode at the end of each season where I feature all the ones that were read in and read during the live streams. So yeah, shoot me an email if you want to get in on there. But the phone lines are a ringing, so let's go right to the caller because callers take priority. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Mama J, John Jacoby's mom, calling you back.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
All right. He got a hold of me and reminded me that I'm supposed to call again tonight.
What do you got for us tonight?
Well, I got a couple of ghost stories that happened to me. I thought I'd share. This has been how many years ago was your accident? 2009, I get a phone call, and all I hear is sirens in the background. and I hear, hey, is this Marcia? Yes. I'm with your husband. He's been hit on his motorcycle.
Oh, no.
And I said, oh, my God, is he alive? And he goes, could you hold on? So, you know what I'm thinking. So, anyway, he gets on there, and he tells me, you know, he's okay and everything. So he has to go to the hospital, and to cut that a little shorter, he got to come home after a couple days. He had internal bleeding. But so I was exhausted. He was exhausted. We came home and sat in our chairs here, and we fell asleep until I felt someone touch my face. And anyways, I opened my eyes and there was a lady standing there. I had no idea who she was. Middle-aged. She had on this little dress and she goes, it was me. I was the one that saved Keith for you. It was me. And she disappeared. I had no idea. So I told my husband about it and his mom. Come to find out, I described Keith's grandma to the T, who passed away when he was 12 years old when she passed.
Oh, wild.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was just, you know, so, it was crazy.
So I'm just curious on this. Wait, was she, because you saw her obviously when she looked younger than when she would have passed away?
She was only 58 when she passed.
Okay, and that's kind of what, like, the age you think you saw her at?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And
okay.
I never even got to see pictures of her, to tell you the truth. I had no idea. And it was just crazy. And it's funny because my husband's mother gave me his grandma's rolling pin. So I always felt like I had a connection with her because I enjoy cooking for my family. And
yeah.
So that's one story. Yeah.
Well, did she just, and, so,
oh my God.
Just 1 second. Did she walk away or vanish? Like, how did she leave that?
I blanked and she was gone.
That's crazy.
But I absolutely, she woke me up touching me, you know, and at first I thought, what am I dreaming? And then I heard her talk to me. And I woke my husband up. I said, this lady just came. And, you know, and I believe that because I'll be honest, he could have easily died in this accident. He was T-boned by a car that ran a stoplight.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It sounds like he had a little guardian there.
Yeah. I mean, did you have your helmet on? No, he didn't even have his helmet on.
Oh, my God. Lucky. Beat the odds for sure.
Absolutely. So I think his grandma might have put her hand under there or something.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. Oh, yeah. Because you didn't. He flew off the bike, and they never did figure out how he got off of it.
Well, his grandma was probably waking you up to beat him with that rolling pin if he doesn't wear his helmet anymore.
Oh, he wears it now.
Good. Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Yeah. But, and then another one was, my dad passed away. It's been 3 years ago, and I was quite close to my dad. And so I always, the way I guess I deal with my grief is I just talk to him like if he was just sitting here, to tell you the truth, you know. Hey, Dad, what's going on? And anyways, I was outside, and we live in the country, and it's so clear and beautiful out here. And first of all, I saw a shooting star just right in front of me. I thought it was going to, like, land in the field next to me. It was so crazy. And I said, Dad, I know you sent that to me, didn't you? I said, I wish you could just show me that you're here. And I got it on video. If I could send it to you, I would. There's this little light, like a little tiny flashlight light, came out and just danced around. Just like a little fairy, you know?
Yeah.
And it just danced around and around. And I just, after I had that experience, I really, truly began healing, because it's really tough when, you know, you lose a loved one, your dad and your daddy's girl. But, yeah, and I get premonitions all the time.
I was going to ask, have you always had like this kind of connection to the paranormal?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yes. And I told my grandma about it and she said, oh yeah. She goes, that's been in our family for a long time. She goes, when I was a little girl, and now my grandma would be like 110 now if she'd be living. And she said, as a little kid, they would sleep upstairs and there was 18 of them. So imagine 18 children. And she said that you would hear things walking, coming up and down the steps, but there's nothing there. And she goes, so, oh, yes, she goes, I believe ghosts. I totally believe in ghosts. But, yeah, I'll tell my husband stuff, you know, like, hey, don't do that because if you do, this is going to happen. Oh, he's like, yeah, right, and it'll happen.
It is weird. It is a weird thing, like those premonitions or, I mean, some people are just more in tune to that, what is it where you're like, you almost will it to be. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I had my uncle who owned this land that we live on. He gave me the land when he passed. And I was very close to him as well. And we were sitting in here, and my husband goes, are you making coffee? I said, none of us drink coffee. Why would I make coffee? And all of a sudden, you could just smell coffee. Like someone walked by with a cup of coffee, and he always had a cup of coffee in his hand. So I knew exactly who that was.
Yeah, it's just it's so interesting to hear stories from people that are so attuned to these things, because it's like some people get way more, like have way more experiences and just more, way more sensitive to it.
Well, and that's why I wonder if I didn't see the UFO thing. Because I don't know, I'm open to things. I think there's got to be more than just us on this earth.
Yeah.
And in this world, you know, it's got to be. And, you know, for the non-believers, I just have to say, wait and see. I mean, you know. But I live on land that the Native Americans lived here. And we have several burial grounds, mounds on our property. And so, you know, I talked to people, I've done some research, and, you know, I always just respect the culture. So, you know, like if a tree dies, I plant a new one.
Yeah.
I always try to give back what I take. And so this new lady moved up a couple houses from us, and she was back. In the back of our property, we have a little bubbling stream that just comes up, just runs all the time. And it was known as Buffalo Waters. Buffalo Waters is where the buffalo actually went and would lay and waller, and they made the land. It's like clay. It's just so hard. So anyway, she was back there messing around. Well, she found some pottery and some Indian arrowheads and took them in her house. Well, she said that suddenly she had things moving. She had things, weird sounds. So she had a shaman come, and he asked, what did you do? And she said, well, I found these, you know, I brought these in. And he said, you've got to go put those back exactly where you found them, or bad things will happen. And he walked back with her. And back where Buffalo Waters is, he goes, you should never go in that land. That land is cursed. Ooh. And this is the truth. There's horses. The horses will not go in this one little square. It's crazy. So, you know, it's just, there's so much history that you just, if you find out just local history around you, that it's pretty amazing.
Oh, there's so many. There's so much little folklore and little area-specific legends that, you know, that don't go far and wide.
Oh, yeah. And I feel bad. I'm a retired teacher, so I'm always up to educate, you know, share stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's what we all need to do is, you know, inform each other, give you something to think about. I mean, I've had people tell me things and I didn't always agree with it, but, you know, who's to say it wasn't right?
Yeah.
So, but John, he called and he goes, "Mom, it's Thursday." I said, "Okay." He wanted me to share.
Oh.
Well, you probably think his mom's crazy.
No, we love you. Listen, everyone who listens to the show, we love us some Mama Jacoby. So you feel free to call back anytime you want. Everyone loves you. Everyone loves your stories.
I send love back to all you guys. I appreciate it. It's really fun to talk to people that have a very open mind, and that's important, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and your first story hasn't even been released yet, and people already love you. That the episode that'll feature you is going to come out April 4th for podcasts.
Oh.
So
okay.
Then there's going to be even more. Trust me, there's going to be more Mama Jacoby fans because everyone loves you.
Well, I'll get to thinking what more I can tell you. I've had this really crazy, you know, when I was a little girl, I really didn't understand, you know, what was going on until I got older. And then, you know, I talked to my grandma. My mom wasn't so open to, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
But my grandma was. And, and she lived way in the south, you know, south of us. And I think that, you know, people who live more in the hollers and the hills, I do have more folklore, like you said, and are open to differences and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, it was so nice talking to you.
Thank you so much for calling in again.
Okay. We'll see you later then.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Another awesome call from Mama Jacoby. Those that listen, we love the Mama Jacoby calls. We want Mama Jacoby to call in with the frequency that John calls with nothing. Lines are open. A little bit of a slow start tonight, but now I don't know why they're picking up 7-Eleven. I guess I got to answer the line. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca. Hi. I'm calling from California, but I'm just visiting my daughter I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, originally.
Oh, right on. Are you first-time caller?
Yes.
Perfect. What do you got
my
for us tonight?
My daughter told me to call.
Oh, right on. Yes. I'm glad. What do you got for us tonight?
Excuse me?
What do you got for us tonight?
She told me, "Mom, you should call." Her name is Yulisa. She told me, "You should call and tell that story." And I keep like, I don't know. So I finally got courage and she pushed me. It was a story that happened to me. And to give you a background, that day I played Ouija board. And I was a heavy metal, real heavy metal girl. And I was listening to Kiss and Saga, all those heavy metal diabolic, supposedly, music.
Yeah.
So I live in an apartment complex in the fourth floor, and that was in Puerto Rico. I'm originally from there. And the floors are tiles, like many tiles, not big ones. So if you picture the entrance of the apartment, you can look from the entrance all the way to the hallway, and the last end of the hallway in the right is my bedroom, and it's real long. And the dining room is right in the entrance of the apartment. So after I'm listening to heavy metal music or whatever, and I just play the Ouija board, I go and lay down. So now I'm in the bedroom. Imagine you from the bedroom looking now towards the entrance of the house in a long hallway. So I'm laying in my bed, and the next thing I hear is like this screeching metal against the tile noise, like. But since I was far from the entrance, and the entrance is the dining room, it's we are like poor, so the chairs was like aluminum and didn't have the bottom thing with rubber. It's just metal against the tile. So I could hear from far like the metal screeching, grabbing the tiles, and the noise was getting closer and closer. And in my face, I'm like, what is happening? So I'm in my bed. I was like 13. So I'm in my bed sitting and thinking, what the hell? So it was far because it's a long apartment and you can hear slowly getting stronger. The noise is stronger. And I start, oh my goodness. And I start, oh my goodness. And I start real scared until it got real, real close because it's 4-bedroom apartment. So it's enough time to be longer enough. So it get real loud, like until again, I could tell that it was getting close to my bedroom. And I start praying. Ironically, after playing with a Ouija board, at least
please help me. I made a mistake.
Hey, I experimented everything. So I start praying and I say, God, please stop it. And everything stopped at the moment. I swear to you. And it stopped. It was silence. And then my door opened more. It was open, but opened a little bit more. And I uncover my face because I have the blanket on top of me. And the next, the bed is in front of my closet. But the closet is a old building. And like I say, poor, they don't have closet doors or nothing. So it's just the shelf and the curtain because we have curtains in the closet. So the next thing after it was real quiet, all I can see, I don't know. I can explain it better than this, but it's like a big ball of, I'll say like a three size of a basketball, and it was like an asteroid, and it got. I see that it go inside the closet, so you can see the curtains going inside, and then it come outside, and it was like a big wing coming out of the closet. And through the windows, and the windows like shake a little bit. It was aluminum windows because it's in Puerto Rico, and you can hear the, but it came out through the window in my bedroom, and I keep screaming, ma, like real, real loud. And it was next door, and she didn't hear me. I could not believe that she didn't do that. And I, that was a story. I'm like, I never knew what it was or where it came from. But at the end, I was thinking, no more Ouija board, no more satanic music, no more heavy metal.
Yeah, I'm a good girl now, and I'm going to pray every day, do my homework.
I went to church next day. No, I'm just kidding.
That is terrifying. So you mean there was other people home when you're hearing this metal screeching that sounded like a chair? There was other people home. Yes. Did they hear it at all, or was this it was just affecting you?
Boy, the next day I told my mom, "Do you hear me?" Because after that, I went to sleep. I made sure there's no more noise, but the screams, I swear it was so loud. I don't know how she didn't hear me, because it was not that late, like 11 night or 10:30. Because it was a school night next day.
Yeah.
And she should hear me. It was next door. It's not as loud as a scream. I don't know why she didn't. But I told her next day, she said, I didn't give you nothing. And she usually go to bed and read all that. So I don't have no idea how she didn't hear the screeching in the floor or even me screaming that loud.
Did anyone else in the house play the Ouija with you? Or was it you, was there anyone else there?
No.
So just you, right? So maybe...
We went to a neighbor. That's another story. We went to not a real story, but we went to a neighbor's in the back street to play that. And it was me and my sister, little sister, and another guy. He got tired because he thought it was a fake thing. Then me and my sister kept playing outside. And she said, I blame her that she's moving it, and she's blaming me. Because that's the part of the game. It creates like not trust between players, and you don't know if it's true or not. But the thing is that I was thinking, if I release my fingers, I can know if she's moving or not. But she released her fingers doing that instead of me, and it kept moving with me. So I know it was for sure, and it was moving just with me. And I know I wasn't pushing it, so I was just barely touching it to take me wherever it was going. And we was asking all crazy stuff, and it started cursing at us in Spanish, too. And I'm like, oh, this is my language. So I started saying cabrón, all kind of stuff. I'm like, oh my goodness. I started moving faster. It was like going insane. I stopped and I told my sister, let's go. And that was the same day. Then I didn't learn my lesson. I went home and started listening the record. So back then it was like vinyl records.
Yeah.
And I played Saga. I don't know, you know, the heavy metal. And Kiss and Ozzy Osbourne, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's when I went to sleep, and supposedly I never made it until all that happened.
Yeah, so it makes me think that, like, maybe the reason that no one else was hearing it, because it doesn't sound like you guys closed the board properly, right? And it's, you know, some people are avid of, like, you have to
follow me.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, and you, it followed you home, right?
Yeah.
And,
oh, my goodness.
That, and it was just affecting you, right? And that's why you saw the things and heard the things, but everyone else in the house, you were living through a horror movie. Is what you were living through.
That's what I thought. I stand up for a second because I was thinking maybe I'm opening my eyes, but I'm not completely awake. So I got up when the noise, but I jumped back in my bed. I'm like, I'm not going out of here.
Right, that's terrifying.
If you have time, I'll tell you one more
story. Yeah, of course, of course. Let's hear it.
But I was a witness, but I was a baby. This is my mom telling me.
Okay.
She told me that the one time when I was in the crypt, she hear me. She just put me there. I was fall asleep, all fine. And at the moment, she was reading newspaper, and I started screaming real loud, like crying, but loud, like somebody heard me. So she run to the bedroom, and she say that in the walls, my crib was in front of the window, and she say she could see, first of all, something with no blanket on. It was completely to the side. And then she saw these little steps, kind of like a dog print, and it was in the wall from the crib all the way to the wall, like somebody scrolling, all the way to the ceiling, and then all in the part of the wall that is connected to the window, like somebody stepped in, and it was doo-doo because it was in my crib too. And she checked my diaper, and my diaper was fine, so it was not come from me. And the window was open, and she left it closed. So she told the neighbor after that, and the neighbor, she said that the neighbor told her that a witch it was trying to kidnap me.
A witch? Oh my goodness. With that, I'm sure that put your mom at ease.
Or the neighbor know about witches.
Yeah, I mean, that's terrifying.
So obviously they didn't kidnap me for,
yeah.
But I thought that was funny that my mom even tell me that story. Like, oh, thank you, mom. Now I know a witch is trying to follow me. Who yeah. knows until when she got me.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and thank Julissa for, you know, she's a friend of the show. So thank you for, make sure you pass on my thanks for getting you to call tonight. We really appreciate
it. She's listening right now.
Oh, right
okay.
on.
thank you for taking my call.
And anytime you want to call back. Feel free.
Okay, I'm going back to Cincinnati Saturday, so I'll stay in touch.
Perfect. Have a nice night.
Okay, have a good night. Bye.
Whoa, back-to-back mom calls to finish up the show. You know, I should have put these all together and saved them and did a big Mother's Day episode, but next time. But listen, if you got your parents, you know, they got wicked stories. Your mom's got a story. Your dad's got a story. They're not big on podcasting. You know, they don't do call-in shows. Tell them to call in. Be like Ulyssa. Be like John Jacoby, who get their parents to call in. Your parents' stories are awesome. Everyone wants to hear them, right? Maybe you're sick of them, but we're not. So get them to call in Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank everyone who's been helping out Cosby Channels, keeping the lights on. And if you're looking for free ways to help, you're like, hey, listen, I don't really have any extra money to help keep the lights on, but I'm looking for a way to help Cosby Channels. Easy. Go to one of our social medias on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Like a post. Comment on a post. Share a post, right? Go watch some of our old live streams on YouTube. We're halfway to our goal of 3,000 watch hours so we can start monetizing that channel. Those are easy ways to help the show. But that's going to be it for this week. And we will see you all next week. And just like that, the cosmic lines are now closed.